Welcome to the Tortoise Ecofin Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us as we provide timely updates on the market.
Hello, I'm Matt Salee, Energy Portfolio Manager at Tortoise Ecofin. Wow, what a week. Over the prior weekend, when I saw the news that the J&J vaccine had been officially approved, I figured it'd be a good week for energy, but little did I know that OPEC would follow up and give the market a decided shove higher. If you haven't already heard, OPEC decided to hold April production flat compared to near unanimous expectations from the market for a 500,000 barrel per day increase from OPEC plus the roll-off of Saudi's 1 million barrel per day unilateral cut. This leaves the market significantly undersupplied through at least the next 2 months and most likely the rest of the year. On the other side, U.S. demand is steadily picking up and vaccinations are quickly ramping. This, combined with better weather, has led to a recent spike in the Dallas Fed Mobility Index. Bottom line, the actual data plus the improved outlook accelerated the recovery with the Alerian Midstream Index up 8%, the S&P Energy Index up 10%, and the Alerian MLP Index up 11% for the week. While this sounds good, the AMZ would still need to add another 30% just to get back to where we started 2020. Beyond the good macro setup, I believe energy companies not only embracing ESG but investing in clean energy opportunities is a key component of making the space more attractive to investors. I wanted to highlight some recent examples along these lines. First, the industry's largest lobbying group, API, commented last Monday that they support putting a price on carbon emissions. Additionally, Enbridge, a large holding in our midstream portfolio, announced a green hydrogen project using renewable power to generate hydrogen to blend into its gas infrastructure at its Quebec utility as a substitute for methane. Enbridge aims for this utility to transport 100% hydrogen by 2050. Another large midstream holding, Enterprise Products, hosted its first ESG-dedicated analyst day last Wednesday. One highlight that stood out to me as it relates to UN sustainability goal number one, which is to end poverty. EPD is the world's largest liquefied propane gas exporter, and this LPG is a critical element for energy poverty as it's a substitute for wood and coal as a cooking fuel, which, according to the World Health Organization, leads to 4 million deaths annually because of its in-home pollution. Last but not least, Exxon added well-known ESG activist investor Jeff Ubin to its board. Exxon also held its annual investor day, which had a noticeably different feel where the focus was on growing shareholder value in a low-carbon future. I'm glad they're finally getting on board. Beyond their baseline focuses of capital discipline, returns, and dividend security, the entire first section was focused on Exxon's contribution to low-carbon energy. The key opportunities where they see their fit in the low-carbon future include pairing natural gas generation with carbon capture and sequestration to provide dependable around-the-clock power without emissions, biofuels with the energy density similar to oil for the commercial transportation sector where battery technology is not suitable, providing hydrogen for industrial processes requiring extreme heat that's not possible from electricity. And broadly, they're working to advance carbon capture for an array of applications and are even working to develop a new material that could effectively act like a sponge, sucking carbon directly out of the air. Now, I recognize this may seem a little far-fetched, but I did just read that an electric flying taxi company raised $250 million in an oversubscribed funding round with some very well-respected investors, so I'd say anything's possible. I was also surprised to hear that they've invested over $10 billion in low-carbon energy solutions to date and are planning an additional $3 billion by 2025. Now, granted, Exxon is a very big company, but that's kind of the point. They have the financial and human capital to generate the technological solutions required to truly decarbonize, not just slow the growth of emissions or buy credits to offset them. Another big event last week was the return of CERAWeek, one of the industry's largest conferences. At the gathering, the tone was the most optimistic in years. Producers are sticking with the refrain of no or very modest production growth in favor of shareholder returns, and the setup's becoming increasingly bullish for commodity prices. It was also encouraging to hear that on top of capital discipline, there's an increasing acceptance of these companies' need to solve for lower carbon going forward. Circling back, I mentioned EPG's ESG Day, but they also hosted an Analyst Day, and the key item to highlight is the resilience of their NGL business, where demand was really strong in an otherwise crazy energy market in 2020. Looking forward, this is expected to be a key driver of future investment and growth for them, as plastic demand outlook is quite strong based off use in everything from medical supplies to packaging, autos, building materials, and pretty much everything you use on a daily basis. In M&A news, the Noble Midstream Board responded in record time to Chevron's proposed acquisition. MBLX shareholders will receive 0.1393 shares of Chevron per common unit. And while I don't disagree that this transaction makes sense, I'm truly curious how the Independent Conflicts Committee was able to form, get legal and transaction advice, and conclude their decision after only receiving the unsolicited offer on February 8th. While I recognize we're limited partners here, in order to ensure our clients receive fair representation, I've reached out to the Conflicts Committee to ask that very question, so stay tuned. I'll leave it there for now. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next episode. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseecofin.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although we believe that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intention. Discussion or analysis of any specific company-related news or investment sectors are meant primarily as a result of recent newsworthy events surrounding those companies or by way of providing updates on certain sectors of the market. Through our family of registered investment advisors, we provide investment advice to related funds and others that includes investment into those sectors or companies discussed in these podcasts. As a result, we stand to beneficially profit from any rise in value from many of the companies mentioned herein, including companies within the investment sectors broadly discussed.